Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Edgar McGuire, who is one of the three candidates running for the Riverside City Council seat. So let's get started with this, Mr. McGuire. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you chose to run?
I've lived in Iowa since 2001, Iowa City, Coralville area. I started a few businesses there. I currently have one business in Coralville, Bootleggin' Barzini's. We chose to move to Riverside from Iowa City. We bought a house down here. We've lived here for 3 years. I've always enjoyed politics and city planning and stuff like that. And, you know, I got to meet my neighbors and talk to the neighbors about issues and more people and talked about things. And I ran for city council last year. And due to some family health issues, I wasn't able to go out and talk to people as much as I'd like to. And when Weber stepped down, I decided to put my name and for consideration, and I was asked if I wanted to do a special election, and I said no. I respect the city council's decision, and I understand that Ralph is a great asset. And then I had a lot of people come into my house and tell me that they weren't happy about the choice, and they weren't happy about the direction, and that they really wanted me to run, and so I agreed.
And then if you are elected, what's going to be first on your to-do list?
You know, just getting to make sure that I get to know the city council members more and kind of see what the direction is. I would like to work on some more commercial. Currently, I'm on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and, you know, we're expanding some housing. And there needs to be some more commercial. And I think we can do a better downtown. There's some other things that I would like to look at, possibly moving some things around or being able to work around it when it comes to the commercial and downtown area. I've had a few people talk to me about some public safety issues and look into that, as in better ambulance service locally. I want to look at the rec center. I'm not really sure if that's really a good direction. I know that a couple of city council members are gung-ho about it, but then a couple are not. And when I talk to a lot of the citizens, they don't want to jump right in and build something big. I think they'd rather build on top of something small. And I'm pretty conservative when it comes to growth. And I think that just like businesses, I mean, 60% of businesses closed down last year because they grew too fast. And the majority of the population would say, growing fast is a good thing, but it actually is not. And same things go with cities. I think you're going to see a lot of cities who, and you see it now even, where they grew and they built too fast and too much. And then when the population declined and businesses moved out, they really got hurt and they weren't able to sustain themselves.
So what experience do you have, whether it be with your career or education or just other things you've done throughout the city to prepare you to serve the citizens of Riverside?
Well, I will tell you that I definitely believe that being a business owner is huge. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, you're in charge of a lot of things. You have to balance viewpoints and, you know, you got to talk to people and you got to work with people that you might not necessarily get along with or just different personality styles. I think the number one thing is being a people person. I mean, you work for the people. You're also trying to cut, you know, I think that's one thing too, is business owners are kind of naturally always trying to take shortcuts to save money. The government can spend as much money as they want and they'll have the money eventually. With businesses, you have to be careful. And how much money are we spending on paper clips this year? Is it too much or is it too little? Is there something we could do differently? So I think being a business owner is a key. And I think that our government should be ran like a business. You can't overspend. You should be conservative. You should be making sure that everything that you're doing is responsible and going to a better goal.
Then what makes you the most excited about the possibility of being on the Riverside City Council?
Well, one, I think it's quite an honor to be on any city council. I think that being involved, like I'm in planning and zoning, and I've only been in two meetings, and it's only once a month, and I crave it the minute I leave. I would not mind talking about sidewalks for 4 hours. The city council currently seems to, they have more faith in what others say, and I don't think they ask enough questions. You know, you need to really get down and know what's going on. So I think just getting involved and getting to learn about, you know, different industries and how things are running. And I do have a few friends that I can bounce ideas off of and talk to. Christopher Peters, who just ran for Congress, he's a good friend of mine. There's a couple other people that I know that are in the city planning and management that I can talk to. But, you know, just getting involved, this is kind of one of my dreams to be a politician and to work things out and try to figure out what's best and to just spend a lot of my time focused on that.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Edgar McGuire, who is one of the three candidates running for Riverside City Council on the special election on December 11th. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.